Well, over the weekend, a Washington State Patrol trooper, or now, I should say, a former Washington State Patrol trooper, really shocked the nation when he signed off with these words.
This is my final sign-off. After 22 years of serving the citizens of the state of Washington, being asked to leave because I am dirty. Numerous fatalities, injuries, I've worked sick, I've played sick. We buried lots of friends over these years. I'd like to thank you guys. I'd like to thank the citizens of Yakima County, as well as my fellow officers within the valley. Without you guys, I wouldn't have been very successful, and you've kept me safe and got me home to my family every night. Thank you for that. Wish I could say more, but this is it. So, State 1034, this is the last time you'll hear me in a state patrol car. And Jay Inslee can kiss my
And that trooper who told Jay Inslee to kiss his you-know-what is Robert LeMay, and he joins us here on the Dory Monson Show. Robert, I appreciate you coming on with me.
I appreciate you reaching out to me, sir. Thank you.
Okay, and is it true that while I'm broadcasting from my home studio, you're broadcasting from a work site studio right now?
It's my own little personal. It's actually, the acoustics are good in here, but it's a port-a-john on a job site. That is correct, sir.
you're in a port-a-potty to do this interview.
Oh, I'm not a fancy man, sir.
That's great. Okay, so Robert, tell me, you knew what kind of reaction this was going to get. Tell me about the emotions that had been bubbling inside for so long when you finally decided to do this.
Well, it's funny. I really didn't realize what this would turn out to be. We've been battling this for some time, and myself and other state employees, DOT. I mean, we've been working behind the scenes. We've had attorneys involved. We've done everything we can. We've had nothing but lies, too. We'd ask questions. They'd tell you we have no answer. Our command staff would actually talk to their command staff, Chief John Batiste, and they had no answers. So nobody knows what the heck was going on. And that was back when we were masking. So this started coming up saying, hey, we're going to do this. We questioned it. We said, why? They said, because the governor said so. Just follow orders. Well, sorry. I don't play that way. So the more we researched it, looked into it, had attorneys involved, it just came to the day. And my wife and I, we were spiritual people, and we prayed about it. It's like, you know, what do you think? What's the issue? And God's like, yeah, no, I think you're good not taking it. So we're good with that. So we both decided, hey, look, we're willing to get fired over this. So the day that the taping occurred, I was working my shift, and I was mentally exhausted. And I tell my boss, I said, I'm stressed. I'm exhausted. My phone calls, I went to visit my family in Texas. And on the way back is when the news came, you guys are getting fired. And I'm a peer support guy with the troops as well as wildlife. Okay. And my phone did not stop ringing. So
yeah,
it's been an emotional roller coaster.
You said that you and your wife are spiritual people. Had you applied for a religious exemption?
Yes, sir, I did. In fact, they received it, as well as the other troopers, and even our senior chaplain applied for one. And they said, yeah, we recognize that, but sorry, there's no accommodations for you because you do X, Y, and Z. So this is no gig.
This is what makes no sense to me, Robert. You have been out patrolling the streets, the highways there since last March, meaning a year ago March, when COVID first started rearing its ugly head. And you've been out there working every day for the last 19 months. Nobody had a problem with that. But then all of a sudden, randomly, yesterday, October 18th, they said, this is the last day you can do what you've been doing for the last 19 months, and you're fired tomorrow. What sense does that make when you'd been out there every day for so long?
And we actually approached our agency with that, too. It's like, this makes no sense. I mean, me in particular, I didn't even wear a mask. I mean, it's like, whatever. So I had a gentleman that was actually dying. I pulled from the car, and we were working on him. And it was like, oh, he's got COVID, full-blown COVID, just left the hospital. No effects. I have no issues. I've had fellow employees that have got the stick, and they've had severe allergic reactions. I've got one guy, he's actually on a heart monitor now, and he's 37 years old. It goes on and on and on. So, no, we approached that. Look, guys, this makes no sense. People that are vaccinated are even getting sick. In fact, my interview yesterday was with a different news outlet, and I made that fact, and they poo-pooed on it in their interview. Well, then next thing you know, Colin Powell dies. So So it's crazy. So yeah, so it came down to that, and a lot of my coworkers stood together. And at the end of the day, I guess as of yesterday, so there were 74 that actually were fired. Well, you know, that's not the true story. So the amount of people that actually retired yesterday is added to that. The guys that actually quit prior to this because they had other job offers, which moved them out of state, that's also a number on there too. And the other thing that people don't realize too is most of the guys that have had the vaccination that I've talked to are still leaving. They just took the shot to buy some time. I've talked to a couple of guys that they had 6 weeks left so they could retire. They took the shot just to do that. I got one young troop that was considering taking it because the other PD couldn't pick him up till November, and he's got a brand new wife or a brand new child and his wife. So there's a lot of guys that had to make that hard choice just to keep, sure, you know, money and food on the table, because Lord knows everything's going up around here because he loves to tax everything. That's the predicament. So, you know, ask that same question around December, January. You know, you're going to see a lot of numbers. And again, that's just troopers. We're not talking, you know, other people. I'm currently on a job site, and talking to those guys, the union guys are telling me the same thing. Concrete guys are walking out. Truck drivers, they don't have enough truck drivers anymore because they're done. It goes on and on and on.
Yeah, that is a wonderful point, that when you add in all the lateral moves, all of the retirements that have already happened or are about to happen, the number is going to be dramatically higher than the, like you said, 74 announced yesterday. So what now? You said you're on a job site today. Are you working construction today? Is that right?
I am. So there's a local guy. There's actually just two outfits that I've been working for, Puget Sound Executive Services and then Seattle's Finest. They've been fantastic. They're both previous law enforcement owners. And they're like, hey, we'll keep you working. Whatever you can do to get, you know, help you out. It's not helping me with medical, obviously, but it's at least giving some money so I can keep my family fed and keep the lights on at the house. And I'm very gracious of that. In fact, this job site, they even said, hey, look, man, we support you 100% and tell them you have a job here. In fact, they called the offices to tell them any troopers that have been fired are welcome to come work these job sites. And we're doing traffic control. We're doing just that type of stuff.
That's fantastic.
That's been the outpour of the community, though. It's amazing.
Yeah. How long had you been with the State Patrol, Robert?
22 years, 5 months.
And I know what a brotherhood, sisterhood this is. And while you sound like your head is high and your energy is great, how hard was that to walk away from your brothers and sisters like that? Or not walk away. I mean, I hate that that's how Jay Inslee is framing it, that you chose to walk away. What I mean to say is, how hard is it to be fired from a job after so many years working it?
It's tough. I mean, every guy wants to reach retirement. In fact, the night of that video that everybody knows about now, I told my boss, I said, I'm just mentally exhausted. I just can't do this anymore. And he's like, okay. So I ended up going home early that day. And when I went to comms to say my goodbyes and people in the office, and they asked me, they said, who's doing your last sign off? And it really choked me up, because it's like, I didn't even think about that. And I don't know. And I told him, I said, I really don't know. So those angels upstairs, when they called my wife and said, give us some stuff we can, you know, repeat. And so when I pulled in the driveway, I called my wife. I said, I'm done. I'm coming home. And she came out, and I said, hey, I said, would you mind just recording this? I said, this is probably the last thing I'm going to say in a patrol car. And she's like, no, absolutely. She had no idea. Yeah. It wasn't planned. It just kind of, it was a frustration point. It was like, you know something? I'm done. They've robbed so much from me. And this time, and just the management, how we've done things in the State Patrol, as well as the governor's office, which is a direct reflection of his management in the State Patrol. I was done. So that's what just came out. She about dropped the phone. I didn't expect it to go viral as it has, but I really expect a lot of guys, you know, you're an idiot. I can't believe you're freaking doing this. You're giving up your agency. I mean, I've given up 22.5 years of medical, which would have been rolled into my Viva account so I could use that as a retiree. I basically walked out with the shoes on my feet. The way they wrote it up as a it's a non-disciplinary separation, so you're fired, but you can't get unemployment.
It's just it's criminal what they're doing to you guys.
Is.
Well, in closing, Robert, I know that Jay Inslee is a huge fan of my radio show, and if he happens to be listening right now, do you have one final message for the governor?
Yeah. Hey, Jay, you can kiss my ass.
Robert, I appreciate you coming on with me, and I can tell from talking to you and your attitude that you're going to be fine. I'm just sorry that that you had to be forced into this?
Well, thank you, sir. And I thank you guys for the support and all your listeners, too. I mean, pat a guy on the back. It affects all of us.
Amen, brother. All right. All my best to you, Robert. Take care.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
Okay, you too. Robert LeMay, now a former Washington State Patrol trooper after 22 years on the job. And Jay, I really hope you're listening. And if you're a friend of Jay, make sure he hears the podcast. You can text me at 888-973-CHIRO. That's 888-973-5476. And we have lots more to come here at the Dory Monson Show.